From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. 2 days after his surprising victory, Donald Trump made his first visit to the Capitol as president-elect on Thursday. VOA's Michael Bowman has more.
After meeting with President Obama, Donald Trump strategized with a Republican ally, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
We are now talking about how we're going to hit the ground running.
And laid out his legislative goals.
We're going to lower taxes, as you know. We're going to fix health care and make it more affordable and better.
On the other side of the Capitol, Trump conferred with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the other man he will rely on to shepherd his agenda through Congress. Now Republicans are laying plans for the coming year.
We would like to see the country go in a different direction.
With Republicans controlling both houses of Congress and the White House, McConnell expects action on taxes, repealing Obamacare, and filling a Supreme Court vacancy. Senate Democrats will be able to use procedural tactics to block some, but not all, Republican agenda items. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
In a related story, on Thursday, lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump agreed to begin settlement talks in a 2010 class action lawsuit alleging fraud against the former Trump University. Trump's lawyers went to court in an attempt to push back the start date of the lawsuit until after Trump is sworn into office. The judge had told lawyers he was not inclined to delay the trial. He encouraged both sides to consider making a deal. Trump University students paid as much as $35,000 to obtain what they were told would be Trump's real estate investment strategies. Documents from the now-defunct business show that its salespeople were told to deliberately mislead potential customers. This is VOA. Germany's foreign minister said Friday that all consulate employees were safe and unhurt following a suicide truck attack on the consulate building in northern Afghanistan. The attack on the compound in Mazar-i-Sharif killed six and left over 100 wounded, mostly civilians. Claiming responsibility for the attack, the Taliban said their assault was in retaliation for an airstrike earlier this month in the neighboring Kunduz province. The insurgents said a bombing run by U.S. warplanes killed 32 civilians, including a number of children. UN human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said on Friday that Islamic State fighters have executed scores more people around Mosul this week and are reportedly stockpiling ammonia and sulfur in civilian areas.
Details are also emerging of the use of chemical weapons by ISIL. On the 23rd of October, four people died after inhaling fumes from burning sulfur from the Al Mishrag sulfur gas factory and field in the Shura subdistrict of Mosul. The factory was set on fire and shelled by ISIL. ISIL has also reportedly placed sulfur in locations in Shura and set it alight.
She added that international law requires protection of civilians near such chemicals and that using them as weapons on civilians would be a war crime. A mass grave with more than 100 bodies was found in the town of Hammam al-Alil, south of Mosul. On Friday, Turkey detained the chairman of the board of the opposition daily newspaper following the arrests of nine of its staffers last week. Turkey has closed more than 130 media outlets since a failed coup attempt in July. Earlier this week, European Union Executive Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker warned Turkey that its crackdown on political opponents and the media contradict EU values and give the impression that it no longer wants to join the Union. A fire that broke out in a suspected illegal garment factory on the outskirts of New Delhi killed at least 13 workers as they slept early Friday. Authorities said nine others were injured. Deepak Kumar is the superintendent of police.
Yeah, morning incident around 4:30, 4:40, 4:20.
He said the incident took place in the morning around 4:30 or 4:20, and it appears as if the fire was started from a short circuit. Most people died of suffocation. Factory fires are common in India, known for its poor record regarding workplace safety, where deadly accidents are commonplace. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.